Iraqi jazz with a Toronto twist, Cuban piano music, big brass jazz bands, and so much more all took place last week at the 25th anniversary Prince Edward County Jazz Festival. With an international flair, world-class award-winning musicians thrilled audiences with their varied style of music at venues all over the county, including wineries, restaurants, churches, and even a cemetery. During a noisy intermission at the Ahmed Monaca Show, Artistic Director Sarah Kim Turnbull spoke with CJPE and Wellington Times reporter Ramesh Puran. We asked Sarah Kim about her role as Artistic Director and her background.
This is just my second year. I have big shoes to fill. It was created by Brian Barlow, who's a fabulous musician in the county and has really established the festival. And then Colleen Allen took over, who is also a fabulous musician and a really incredible person. And it was Colleen that called me and said I'm stepping down from the role and would you be interested? I'll put your name forward. And I was very lucky that she did. And here I am. I studied arts management at U of T, and I studied piano and music growing up and have been a music lover and a jazz lover since I was a kid, but I studied arts management at U of T, and it was a program that was really focused on cultural policy, and we spend a lot of time talking about why the arts are important and why we should fund the arts, and from there I started booking bands, and I became a booking agent, so I was booking tours for Canadian bands going to Europe, and I was bringing European bands to Canada and booking Canadian tours. And then I got hired by the Markham Jazz Festival and I was their artistic director for 7 years. So that's when I got onto the side of being an artistic director, it's so much fun. It's the best job in the world. It's so fun.
Although Sarah Kim doesn't live in the county, she had this to say about the area and the festival venues.
I live north of Cobourg, so I don't live in the county, but the best part of the jazz festival is that I get to come and hang out and explore. I've met such amazing people here. Like, the community and the businesses that support the jazz festival, this is a community festival, and it's just been astounding. Oh, and to get to, like, program music at these beautiful venues, like, we hang out at Huff Estates, and we hang out at Sandbanks, and we present music at the Grange, you know, all of these gorgeous venues. Wearing house, of course, and it's really special. So it's been so fun to get to know the county, get to know the people in the county, and have an excuse to hang out here. It's so nice.
We asked if she designs the festival with a theme, and she told us this.
You know, I suppose I don't approach it with a theme in mind particularly, but the question that keeps coming back to me is the idea of what does it mean to make jazz and improvised music today? These are still the themes, these are still the ideas that I'm thinking about, like who are the players today and why are they making jazz and why is jazz important to us today? You know, we're 50, 100 years on from jazz music. And so what does it mean to create improvised music now? And what are we trying to say with it? And so I guess to me, my theme and my focus of the lineup this year was thinking about contemporary players that I think are saying something really interesting. And so I wanted them to come say something interesting in Prince Edward County.
The festival this year had quite an international flair, and Sarah Kim tells us more.
Well, again, it comes back to that notion of who's making jazz now and what it means to make jazz now, and the idea that that I wanted to represent music. I wanted to represent jazz music that I was hearing and that sort of gave us a broad context for jazz. You know, it's easy to sort of get caught into a singular idea around what jazz might mean, but it's such a global concept, and so to me it was really neat to have somebody like Ahmed Monaca here, to have Dana Olano coming, a Cuban piano player, it's all jazz, it's all, you know, it all lives under that heading or is inspired by jazz. So I go back to this phrase that an artist that I worked with for a long time, Eric Saint Laurent, he had in his bio when I first started working with him, that his music was a ruckus dialogue, and I keep coming back to that because because to me that's the epitome of jazz is a ruckus dialogue. I want this conversation, and I want a conversation between the artists and the audience, and it's incredible to witness the conversation that's happening on stage, like this improvised dialogue, and it creates the magic that we get to experience here, and it's really fun to be back at the Regent. That was a long time venue for the festival, and then they moved away from it for a little while, and we're back there, and it's really nice. It's really nice to present something on a big stage in a grand kind of way. It gives us like this headliner feel. It's a lot of fun, and then it's really cool to present artists in really intimate spaces. We did a show yesterday at the Sandbanks Winery in their barrel room, so there were 60 of us in there for a sold out show with Katie George, and it was spectacular. And there's something so special about, I mean, it's a bummer when tickets are limited, but it's also creates this really unique experience to get to see something so vibrant in a really intimate kind of experience. So I think it's valuable to have the range of venues and the range of artists and the range of experiences. Like that, the whole point of this is to have a fun time and have a nice time and explore something and see something new. And so it's really nice to have these different spaces to see that.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.